Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour, fourth hour coming up at you. Fourth hour, we're going to be joined in the next segment by William Lewis, documentary filmmaker. And very interesting information, his new film we're carrying, Washington, You're Fired, just came out. We have it for you right now at Infowars.com. And we're working on getting Bob Chapman at the end of the show. We got time zones scrambled to pop in with an economic report. Regardless, I've got the news here in front of me. We're going to be covering it as the mainstream media now starts talking about depression et nauseum. First, it was a hint here, a comment there. Now I've got like 10 different articles or more today from, quote, prestigious publications saying this. Bush says that we must halt our CO2 emissions. And again, they picked an inert gas, the life-giving gas that life started with on this planet. Oxygen came later. They picked it, and then now by saying it's bad, they can target humanity, tax us, regulate us, have one-child policies, and introduce eugenics to you in the name of anti-humanism. I don't mean that in the classical anti-humanism. I mean anti-human life, anti-homo sapiens sapien. Now, this is Richard N. Haass, chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. Paul wrote an article a month ago with his mainstream publication saying humans are the enemy. This is a false, made-up threat, just like terrorism, and he said they will govern us with it. So now here is Nancy Pelosi and Newt Gingrich. Total fake, total Trojan horse, always meant to neutralize conservatives, always been his job. Here he is with Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi, lifelong Democrat and Speaker of the House.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, lifelong Republican, and I used to be Speaker.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No. But we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
We need cleaner forms of energy, and we need them fast.
If enough of us demand action from our leaders, we can spark the innovation we need.
Go to wecansolveit.org. Together, we can do this.
So every word is written by a top behavioral psychologist, pitch man or woman. First off, it puts you back in the left-right division by saying they don't agree, but then it says, but we've got to unify around this outside threat, so it's meant to unify you back into believing the government when the government has an 11% approval rating via Congress. So it's desperate to get you back into the con game for one more trip to the FEMA camp. Then they say the solution to bring us together is climate change is real, it's man-made, and then he adds, oh, you're for innovating. Everybody's for innovation. They had that little notch in there to fool conservatives to think, oh, well, I'm for innovating. Newt Gingrich was there to destroy the contract on America. He was there to fool conservatives. He was there to muffle a conservative revolution. And when you hear fake neocons on the radio like Bortz or Limbaugh, though these dumb liberals, they're stopping us from drilling in Anwar in Alaska. These dumb liberals, they talk bad about the loving oil companies. The dumb liberals are keeping us from cheap oil. OPEC's a cartel. The oil companies are a cartel. An oligopoly. We have their own lawsuit documents where they shut down 214 refineries. In their documents, they bought them up for sometimes 5-10 times they were worth because people wouldn't sell, to just shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck. It's the oil companies. We've had oil company execs on and others, and the documents have come out, to not drill in Alaska because there's too much oil. They want to artificially keep prices high with artificial scarcity. Please stop being conned. The foundation through the Pentagon and others, Carnegie Endowment on Peace, was hired by the Department of War in the 20s to start all this. They are waging war on you. This is the bankers. They use left-right to control you. They hire and control the leftists, the focus groups, the non-governmental organizations, as Philip Bobbitt at UT called for, as their fronts to claim they're keeping you from getting oil. They are manipulating you. They're lying to you. Why doesn't Neil Bortz tell you it's the bankers doing it? Why doesn't he tell you that the government, you think a bunch of dirty hippies are keeping you from oil? They're a bunch of scum owned by the banks. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Talking. Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
September the 11th for them was a bad day. For us, it was a change of attitude.
The Military Commissions Act of 2006 is one of the most important pieces of legislation in the war on terror.
Habeas corpus. It is the last line of defense against arbitrary executive power.
The framers created a system where we did not have to rely on the good graces or good mood of the president.
Military Commissions Act.
It would perpetuate the indefinite detention of hundreds of individuals against whom the government has brought no charges and present no evidence without any recourse to justice whatsoever.
It does violence to the Constitution.
What the Congress did and what the president signed today essentially revokes over 200 years of American principles and values.
Does this mean that under this law, ultimately the only thing keeping you, I, or the viewer out of Gitmo is the sanity and honesty of the President of the United States?
It does. The Congress just gave the president despotic powers, and you could hear the yawn across the country as people turned to, you know, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, it's otherworldly.
The bill I signed today helps secure this country.
This can go on indefinitely, and it's a self-proclaimed emergency. It's a self-proclaimed emergency.
The point here is you've heard it repeatedly from administration officials that we cannot predict how long it will go.
On October 17, 2006, President Bush signed into law the Military Commissions Act of 2006. By doing so, our representatives in Washington have committed the most shocking and openly malevolent act of giving the President of the United States true dictatorial ruling powers, and by stripping Americans of their constitutionally guaranteed right of habeas corpus. All that is necessary for someone to go to prison without any recourse to justice whatsoever is for the President of the United States to declare that person an enemy combatant. The President can label that person as either a legal enemy combatant or an illegal enemy combatant, assigning titles to Americans that presuppose their guilt and, by default, deny those people their basic right to habeas corpus.
All right. And I would add, it's always worse than we can even say in films, that it's the president or any of his designates. And I read the headline earlier, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative nationwide Sunday. But this is a story out of Memphis. 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies pulled over cars, random checkpoints on streets, looking for drugs, looking for people with warrants, giving tickets. It said an anti-terror initiative. See, all crime is terror under Section 802. And it said that the FEMA Command Center, Office of Homeland Security Command Center, ran it all. They have CIA liaisons in them. They track your cell phones in real time. And then I talked to some locals in Memphis, and they said, yeah, this is martial law takeover drills. Folks, it isn't our opinion. In the Military Commissions Act, in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, in PDD 51, it states the president, not Congress, no one else, is supreme dictator. It says the governors are nothing. It says the government is prepared for war with the American people. It says for insurrection and rebellion. They're set up to attack us en masse. This isn't meant for guys with turbans and beards, even if you believe in terror. This is a widespread attack set up for the mass of everyone. And now they admit departments are being trained for martial law. I've got news clip after news clip. Gun confiscations. 26,000 preachers trained to do this. Tasering an NFL football player who politely put his hands together and begged the officer not to push him anymore. Cop just pushing him. It's on Prison Planet. And the guy just says, please. And he shoves him, so he tasers him. I mean, and the media says it's good and he's bad. That the person being shoved and then tased for no reason is bad and deserves it. Folks, that's because the country's gone. The bankers are now, just like a spider, catches you in the web, say you're a moth, it comes in, injects you with venom that liquefies your insides, and you're still alive, though, and then it comes over and drains, sucks you dry. We've been injected. We've now been dried out. We're just juice inside. It's coming over now, and it's exsanguinating us, sucking every drop. It just started, the sucking. And I am just sick of it. I mean, that is what's happening. It's gone. We are in red-level crisis. They're increasing the drugs and toxins they put in the water. They're increasing the spraying. They're increasing by 5 times the mercury in the shots, Associated Press. They are attacking us, and their minions don't even know. They're just compartmentalized fools. Red-level emergency, and we need to get this new film, Washington, You're Fired. I believe it's the next America Freedom to Fascism. You know, Aaron did a great job of that film, dying of cancer while he was making it. He was hospitalized while he was making it. He never made a big deal out of it. But this is even more slickly done and has more info and it's wider spectrum. The films stand together, but I think it's the next Freedom to Fascism, and I think you need to get it. We sell it at InfoWars.com, and I want everybody to get it. This just came out last week, InfoWars.com, Washington, You're Fired, or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We've got to burn the midnight oil, get 10 times more aggressive, hand out more DVDs, make copies of all my films, I want you to. Get them out to everybody. Get aggressive now or it's over. Let everybody see Endgame so they know how they're running biological, chemical, radiological attacks on us. These are eugenicists. Remember just last year, the head of the human genome at the Cold Springs Harbor Lab said blacks basically aren't human. He was the guy running eugenics there when it was the Eugenics Records Office when he was 20-something years old. Now he's almost 80 and was still running it last year. The human genome is the eugenicists. They run it. They're not the Nazis. They created the Nazis. This is an emergency situation. I'm risking my life to tell you this. I want to see thousands of these DVDs go out now. Washington, you're fired, Infowars.com. I remember William Lewis when he made a police state audio thing, I guess back in 99, 98. He wanted to work with me, come to work here, and I just was by myself with one little office with two employees and said, man, I can't pay you. Then he went to work for Rick Wiles, did a good job there. Then he went to work for Devin Joyce. Now he's on his own. He's made his film on his own. I wish I would have hired him way back then because he's such a great filmmaker, but it doesn't matter. He's getting the films out, and that's what matters. And we just commend William Lewis for all the fine work he's done. William, it is good to have you on board with us, sir.
Well, Alex, it is an honor to be on the program with you. I waited a long time to do this. I've been listening to you for 10 years now, and I've got to tell you, you know, you are the inspiration for me getting into this business. I knew I wanted to make films. I just didn't know what I wanted to make them about.
And I remember the first thing you made was an audio CD with tracks of me ranting. It's excellent.
Well, you know, those were back in the days when I still believed that I could get music out on the Internet fairly easy. It's just not as easy as you think. Video is the way to go, man. People will sit down and watch.
No, no, we need to promote a fictional book. That'll save us. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, film is the way to go, the best weapon in the arsenal. Tell us about this movie, several years in the making. I mean, the slick cover, slick production, great interviews. I mean, this thing is a real creme de la creme, cream of the cream that you've done, William.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, this is a very low-budget production, and I think people are going to be absolutely astounded at what they see in this. We took a lot of time to do, you know, the graphics and the animation and everything that you see on the screen that kind of tries to tie all this together. Because I believe that, you know, the visuals is just as important as the music and what you're saying. So, about 2 years in the works. Research for this thing, much more than that, though, I've got to say. You know, I've been researching this now for about at least 7 or 8 years. This is a culmination of all of the bad legislation that's been, passed by 435 members of your representatives that are supposed to represent the United States of America and the people, and they obviously simply don't. This is our attempt to tie all that together and show people exactly what's going on. You know, as they say, connect the dots, so do we. We're going to connect the dots in this documentary and show people exactly what rights you've lost, bill by bill, as they accumulate.
Well, I'm just so honored that I, woke you up or, was the one that, to use the enemy's analogy, bit you. And, and I've given so many the Liberty Bug, thanks to God's guidance. And I just, now you've given so many the spirit of liberty and freedom as we transfer this to others. I think the globalists are going wild right now because they are scared to know we're coming for them. And I think that just accelerates people's awakening. I mean, it's getting nuts now where the cops, for no reason, push a black guy who's putting his hands together praying to them. And then they taser him and the media says the black guy's bad. Or a guy didn't have his ID in the library. So they say, give us your ID. He says, I don't have one. So he gets on his knees and says, please don't taser me. And they taser him, and that's the video. Or the guy with his hands up saying, please don't tase me, bro, and they still tase. Or they tase you on the metro in Canada now if you don't pay for your ticket. I mean, they're torturers. They're criminals. I mean, it's all falling apart.
We just need a national ID card. That would simplify everything, and that way everyone could carry it. It'd be mandatory, and no one would get in trouble, right? I mean, that's what they're thinking. That's the mentality behind this. I mean, that's how they're going to use this information against us. I mean, it's great that we're getting it out. We have to tell people what's going on. But you know their story. You know their spin. The way they're going to spin this is if we had a national ID card, those guys wouldn't have got tased. Or if you had a chip under your skin, those guys wouldn't have got tased.
It's unbelievable. Stay there, my friend. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue to play some clips. The video links are up on Infowars.com to watch clips of the videos for yourself. William Lewis is our guest. The new film is Washington, You're Fired. The Declaration of Independence tells us it's our right and duty to do that. You understand? We're the boss of you, government. You don't rule us, you dirty crooks.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
In every case in history, the same thing happens. They always wear black cloaks. It's an archival image. Why do you think George Lucas chose it for Darth Vader? They always come. They always rape your women. They always burn your cities and put you in big camps. It's because it's what they do. It's what psychopaths do. They always declare themselves God. They always spy on you. They always take everything you got. 99 times out of 100, liberty is unbelievably rare and unknown. Squalor and serfdom and enslavement is the norm. America, America, the great has fallen. Can we resurrect her, or will the enemies overthrow everything that's left and have their ways with you? Going back to William Lewis, the new film, you're fired. Washington, you're fired. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to get it right now. Play some more audio clips from the film in the next segment. William, when did you decide to make this film? And break down, I mean, this is really an amazing film. Break down what they learned. I love it because it's wide spectrum. It gives you a big picture of how this is serious, hardcore tyranny.
Well, we started shooting this about 2.5 years ago. It covers several of the events that were going on in Washington over the 9-1-1 celebration, whatever you want to call it, you know, the big events that they were having, Democracy Now! And all of those people, demonstrations. Everybody's out on the street. All you have to do is walk up to someone and say, hey, we're making a documentary about the government. You know, really in Washington, that's all you have to say. And you've got somebody shooting off 10 things that they're kicked off about. So, you know, we did a lot of that, obviously, on the West Coast and the East Coast. We pulled together a small team of attorneys who are, you know, really who I consider, you know, professional constitutional experts, you know, like Jonathan Turley. I mean, this guy.
Yeah,
he's
huge. He's Keith Olbermann's favorite.
Yeah. Well, he's my favorite, too. I mean, he says the right things, and he said all the right things for this documentary. I guarantee it. The man knows what he's talking about. He cries out continually against the Bush administration, these laws that have been passed, and he gives you the constitutional reason. You know, he tells you exactly why this is wrong, and this is why it was so great to have him be a part of this and be able to go to Washington and shoot a documentary with Jonathan Turley. You know, that's, you know, one of my dreams. I mean, just like, you know, some of the other ones where we got in Jim Mars or Joan Vian, you know, these people I've been following for 10 years now. And, you know, now I'm actually getting to work with some of these people. And, just the value of having those people in your documentary, because they're so well-known and so articulate in the way they explain that your rights are being taken away and you're watching it happen right underneath your nose. Now what are we going to do about it? Because,
and instead,
you know,
of talking yourself blue in the face, trying to talk to your friends, family, neighbors, say, hey, this is a pretty wild movie. Tell me what you think. And 90% of the time, you've just unlocked a mind that the government has spent from cradle to wherever they're at in their life, hundreds of thousands of dollars in propaganda apiece, just to brainwash them. You can break enemy propaganda with one dose of truth. That's the magic power of truth. Lies are expensive, faulty, hard to hold up. Truth is like a particle beam, antimatter compared to them.
I love the way you descriptively show people those things. I guess in radio, you kind of have to paint a picture for everyone. Fortunately for video, we can just show them what we want them to see. And I think you're going to find that in Washington, you're fired. Unlike, I guess, the other four that I've worked on, maybe Beyond Treason is an exception. But there's no conspiracy theory in this. It is simply a matter of fact that this is the bill. Here's the people who signed it. Here's the Democrats. Here's the Republicans. You'll notice that it's about the same number of each. And here's what the bill does to you. You know, this is how it affects your rights. And, of course, at the end of each one of these little segments that we do on the particular legislation, we like to give out ways that people can combat these things. BORDC.org is a great website. It's the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. They actually help organize groups and individuals around the country to be able to enact legislation in your community that says the Patriot Act is not valid here. All right, I don't know if your audience is aware of this or not, but there's like about 450 resolutions that have passed that says...
By the way, I'm not bragging, but William, did you know that I came up with that idea 6 months before that and said we should form groups and have cities and counties and states pledge not to do this?
I don't doubt it, but now it's happening.
Well, no, I mean, my point is that that's the power of just ideas, and the listeners here carried the ball. Austin was one of the first cities to do it, and it is something I'm very, very proud of. It is one of my accomplishments. I put out a battle plan. People picked up on it, improved on it, and it happened. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
In April of 2007, Representative Jane Harman introduced one of the most terrifying bills ever to make its way onto the House floor. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007 amends the Homeland Security Act of 2002 and seeks to add provisions pertaining to the prevention of homegrown terrorism. The bill's focal point is centered on terrorism by individuals born, raised, or based and operating primarily in the United States. H.R. 1955 specifically targets the civilian population of the United States and makes having certain thoughts a crime.
What do we want?
This bill makes it a crime for the people of the United States to have certain thoughts floating around in their head that may be contrary to the conventional wisdom of the current administration. Are you a terrorist? You just might be. As defined in the bill, homegrown terrorism is a term meaning the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual. I think we can all agree that preventing violence is a good thing, but the red flag being waved in front of our faces actually comes from the use of the word force. According to the American Heritage Dictionary, the word force is defined as the capacity to do work or cause physical change, intellectual power or vigor, especially as conveyed in writing or speech, a capacity for affecting, influencing, or persuading the mind or behavior. Here's where you really begin to understand what the bill is attempting to regulate. Let's read the bill's intended uses and substitute the word force with the actual definitions. Homegrown terrorism is a term meaning the use, planned use, or threatened use of intellectual power or vigor, especially as conveyed in writing or speech. Homegrown terrorism is a term meaning the use, planned use, or threatened use of persuading the mind or behavior of another person. According to the bill, you might be a terrorist if you use or plan to use your powers of persuasion to change someone else's mind, either through writing or through speech. Can anyone say 1984? This bill makes anyone into a terrorist for simply aspiring to affect political, religious, or social change. Anyone attempting to think, teach, or promote concepts that challenge conventional thinking or popular wisdom would be labeled and dealt with as criminals. My question for our legislators is, who gets to decide what's a thought crime? Will the definition of thought crimes change from administration to administration? Will the people of this country be sentenced to death or merely imprisoned for questioning the conduct of their leaders in Washington? If signed into law, this piece of legislation will single-handedly strip Americans of the most essential birthright that we have, the freedom of conscious thought. The very foundation upon which our First Amendment is grounded is being uprooted at the core. H.R. 1955 sets the stage for the outlawing of protest of any kind in the United States and seeks to criminalize the very conception of thought itself. Any piece of legislation that seeks to invade and regulate the thoughts of the people of the United States needs to be booted out the front door of the Capitol building along with the person who introduced it. If you agree that your brain belongs to you, please join us in contacting the House of Representatives and voicing your opinion. Go to www.house.gov. Just enter your zip code and click Go to find your representative. Make sure to tell them that you oppose H.R. 1955. And the next time you see representative...
I mean, it's an amazing film, not just incredible video work or police beating up peaceful protesters or all these experts they've got or the corruption in Washington. It really gives people a wide spectrum understanding of what's happening. Washington, you're fired, available right now at InfoWars.com. Now, he'll be with us for this segment and the next, and then for the full fourth hour, William Lewis will be with us. He's going to ride shotgun right now and talk to Bob Chapman with us. But we've got Bob on with all the financial things that are happening. That's another form of tyranny. It's important to give you analysis from an expert who's had one of the biggest, if not the biggest, financial newsletters out there, an amazing forecaster, worked in military intelligence, then in almost every level of finance and in brokerage and gold and silver, you name it. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, who predicted 3 years ago we'd see $1,000 an ounce gold, and we've now seen it, and he's predicting it'll go above $2,000 in the next few years. Here's the headlines I've got. William Lewis, pop in any time. Filmmaker William Lewis with your comments. Authorities lose patience with collapsing dollar. London Telegraph, Jean-Claude Juncker, who is calling for Washington to take steps to halt the slide of the dollar, is saying that Washington by design is destroying it and saying that they've got to move to prop it up or it may completely implode, causing a worldwide depression. London Telegraph, Reuters, experts see depression parallels in U.S. crisis. Big article from Reuters and their financial reporter saying that they see a depression in the U.S. That's Reuters. Here's Reuters. Gold bounces back to market, 950 plus in futures, 950 today. Financial collapse will end the Iraq occupation, but it won't come at a time of Washington's choosing. That ties into it as well. Bob Chapman, a lot has developed since you were on with us last Friday. What do you see happening?
Well, Jean-Claude Juncker is the president of Luxembourg, and as you know, it's a very small country. He's also the chairman of the financial board with the G7. And I don't know that what he has to say carries a terrific amount of weight. But that said, look, they all know that the other currencies have to go down against the dollar, because of the tremendous problems that are involved, a lot of which were criminally incited, and a lot of which are the result of the U.S. being the locomotive of the world for so many years. And, you know, these people don't appreciate that. It's what, like, what have you done for me lately? And you know, my question, and I was just writing something about that, and my question is, Mr. Juncker, how about the manipulation of the markets already by the central banks? Why don't you talk about that? He's talking about coming in and shoring up the dollar. Let me tell you something. That's a $3.2 trillion a day market. They might be able to affect it for 2 or 3 days. End of story. So it's hollow. What is behind this is they wanted to rally the stock market, and that they did. They've done it over the last several days. I'm sure all of the Illuminists pitched in and did their part, and they want the market up high. You know why? Because it's going to go back down again. That's why, because the news is dreadful. And so you see these little pieces come out, which are really propaganda. Look, the euro has been undervalued versus the dollar for years. And now you take into consideration the problems that the dollar has, the euro should go higher. And the reason they don't want it to is they can't make as much money. And if they step in and try to hold the dollar at these levels, they're going to buy lots of dollars that are depreciating. And so this guy is whistling in the wind. And nothing is going to change the underlying problems. And yes, the Europeans are making noises. But they have to, because they're all politicians, and they're getting all kinds of questions from manufacturers. They're saying, oh, my goodness, we're going to have a 160 euro. How can I make any money? And so they've got to come out with something.
Well, that's it. It's more of acting like they're trying to stop this slide, but fundamentally, enough of the establishment wants the slide that it's continuing. I mean, why is that happening, A, and then B, Bob Chapman, I want William to comment on this, why are they allowing it to happen? But then B, what will it look like from your intelligence background and financial background and your incredible skills at forecasting? I mean, that's really why you're important, is because you have forecasted for decades accurately at about a 95%, which is better than most people that I know of, even at the highest levels of forecasting. What will it look like in the U.S. if we go into a hyper depression? I mean, what do you forecast people are going to behave like?
Probably at some point in time, like a bunch of wild animals. And, you know, the world lives on its stomach, and it also has to have a house or an apartment to live in. And when you get all these people getting thrown out of their apartments and houses because they can't pay their rent or their mortgage, and the price of energy products and food are going up astronomically, and so there's going to be a lot of people out of work. The U.S. economy is going to tank. And I think part of this whole thing is, and this is a guesstimate, and I'm trying to think of what Brzezinski's thinking. And I think what they're trying to do here is, I think they realize, I mean, an awful lot of money with globalization and free trade. They gained an awful lot of control, but it's gone out of control. And I think they want to bring it to an end. And I think this is one of the ways to do it, by bringing the dollar down and then eventually putting on tariffs. And the sidestep there, that's why MI6 and the CIA are sticking it to the Chinese in Tibet. That operation was set up in 1948, and it's been going ever since. So they're
But see, Bob,
China
I have a problem. I don't like the CIA, but I really don't like the communist Chinese, which our government helped put in power. So that was kind of a duel. The globalists always do dual ops, as you know. The CIA in 49 backed Mao, that's now declassified, but they also have the Tibetans as a counterbalance, and I like the side of the Tibetans. I like the side, you know, against the communist Chi Coms. So, I mean, where do you stand on that? Because I rarely get kind of a do not compute, you know, Robbie the Robot, do not compute. But I'm kind of deer in the headlights on this, because I want to support the Tibetans, but we also know that the globalists are in there playing games with China.
I've lived in both Switzerland and in Sweden, and I'm neutral. They're doing this to China to put them off balance, because they want to show them that if you guys go out and kick out those dollars into the market, you're going to have a war in your hands.
They've also got Pakistan and India hating China, and that's why they helped give them all nukes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a comment from William Lewis.
It all goes together there like a mosaic.
Let me get a comment from William Lewis, filmmaker, the new film available at InfoWars.com, Washington, You're Fired. William, your take on financial warfare and what we see happening right now.
Well, you know, the most obvious reason that you'd want to bring around a depression is because if you've got everyone out there scrambling to put food on the table and to keep a house over their head, you know, you're not necessarily concerned about who's being elected president or rights that are being taken away or any of the other really important things that are going on in this country. You're a little bit more concerned with just staying alive, and I think that's the intention.
I agree. Bob Chapman, what do you think of this article out of the Memphis Daily Paper, the commercial appeal, where thousands of officers from 50-plus federal, state, and local agencies were federalized? Headline, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. And I was told about this by locals. The cops have been told they're getting ready for martial law. Then you read it. Nighttime curfews, arresting people, checkpoints, randomly shaking everyone down, hundreds of arrests for not having insurance or what. I mean, this is feds with military running around in Memphis, and they're calling it anti-terror, and then randomly, I mean, this is a martial law takeover drill. They admit it. I mean, this is, and they're doing this all over the country, Bob.
I know that for some time, and all I can say is, and I don't like to say this, they better be get ready to get dead, because that's what's going to happen. The American people are not going to lay down for this. There's 450 million weapons in this country, and people know how to use them. And if the mercenaries and the military and the police think they're going to stop them, they're crazy. They're going to get dead real fast.
Well, if 1%...
There will be no color of law.
Well, if 1% of 150 million gun owners fights back, that's 1,500,000 combatants. And 1% is going to fight. And I feel sorry for the cops, because this is part of the globalist plan, Bob.
They're locked. That's a terrible situation to be in. And what they should do is speak out and say, no, I'm not going to do that.
I just can't believe it's coming.
The story of the chief of police of Hamburg. When Adolf Hitler took over in 1933, he called him into his office in Berlin, and he said, and I don't know his name, but anyway, he said to him, look, you're a wonderful policeman, and I know you hate me, but we need law and order in Hamburg. Would you go and do that? And he says, yes, I will. At the end of the war, when they had him at the war crimes trial, he said, all I did was follow the law. You can't use that as an excuse.
By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger got confronted by We Are Change today, and they brought up that he wears a Nazi belt buckle on TV. His dad was the head of an entire... His dad was the equivalent of a colonel. A captain in the SS is a colonel, because they only have one general, and that was Heinrich Himmler. It's a secret police model. His dad ran an entire county, an entire city of Graz, admittedly arresting tens of thousands of political dissidents to their death. And this piece of trash is now the governor of one of our states, and is calling for a police state. I mean, the humiliation this country has to put up with, Bob.
It's incredible. And look at the three dolts that we have running for president. Of course, Ron Paul, you know, may make it if Mr. McCain has a heart attack or something. But, you know, those three people are awful.
Yeah, I have no idea how it ever got to this point. William Lewis, do you ever feel like you're living in a nightmare?
For the past 10 years, man. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the stuff that we're talking about today. There's so much accumulated, you know, problems with this country. This, you know, the problems that we're talking about now, a lot of them started decades and decades ago, and we're just now seeing their evil plan blossoming. You know, maybe we didn't understand what was going on at the time, but I think we've got a pretty good idea of it right now, and you know, this is the time to do something, people. This is the time to pick up that video weapon that you have and start showing it to people.
Bob, here's another story. A well-known Palestinian activist, no criminal record, a local school teacher, had been arrested, and they tried to frame him. He was suing the FBI. He was found hands, feet, and mouth gagged, bound, dead in the river in Austin. And the FBI went and fished him out and said, oh, he committed suicide today in Austin.
Well, that just goes to show you that you can't trust the FBI. And if they come to your house, you know what to do. You know, one of the other programs I was on the other night, you know, Reverend Butch Pa?
Yes.
He's on your network. And I've been on with Butch for over 10 years. And he said the Secret Service was in there threatening him this week. The only reason they don't threaten me is they can't find me.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
You know, I've been at this 49 years, and you know, we were kind of like the four Cavalieros, G. Edward Griffith, Alan Stang, Gary Allen, and I. And I've been at this a long time, and of course it's Alan and Ed and I who were left. But this has been a long, long fight. I'm referring to what this other gentleman said.
Absolutely. Final segment with Bob Chapman, then we'll have a full hour with William Lewis. I'm going to talk more about where he sees gold going, briefly with him, in the next week, next month or so. Then we'll shift gears and get back into the film, Washington, You're Fired. We're going to play some video clips of it. William's been kind enough. Down the computer feed for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers when we start the fourth hour at InfoWars.com in 8 minutes.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is the final segment. I got to get Bob Chapman up early next week, theinternationalforecaster.com. We're going to final comment from him in just a moment. A few of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible, one of them is Interfood, the highest quality green food out there, bar none. Go to Infowars.com and link through on the banner there that says Inner Health Botanicals, and you get 10% off all of their fine products, including their award-winning Interfood while you're there, or you can simply give Interfood a call. And their toll-free number, you also get 10% off when you tell them I sent you, when you call the number, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or interfood.com. But find the link. It has all their products. It's a subpage. By going through that subpage, it gives you 10% off. The link is at InfoWars.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, all in there, 20-plus power-packed ingredients at interfood.com. Also, there is Aloe Ease from the folks at New Vitality. We are so proud to have these fine sponsors, hundreds and hundreds. They're one of the biggest vitamin companies out there, of the well-known, well-documented products like Aloe Ease. Just so much, folks. Go check out their website at newvitality.com or a big link up on InfoWars.com or 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. And then in closing, with Bob Chapman. Bob, we've only got about a minute left, and I want to get you back up next week early. Let's hit you up Monday or Tuesday if we can, because there's so much happening. Where do you see gold going? They're trying to hold it down with every trick in the book, but it's not working. Where do you see it going in the short term?
Well, I think we'll go up and test the old highs between now and the fall, maybe soon. And they'll be challenged, and they'll go through there. And sooner or later, the central banks are going to run out of gold. And it's just as simple as that. Production continues to fall, especially now that the mines in total in South Africa are operating at about 80 to 70%. And so, they're fighting a losing battle. It's all retrograde, and we just have to be patient. You go in there, and you make your buy, and you stay in for the duration. And every time you see a big correction, see if you can get some money and go and buy.
Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. The electronic version goes out a couple times a week. The paper version, quite thick and excellent on a wide range of issues, goes out twice a month. Theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon, Bob. We'll come back with William Lewis when this hour ends, but I wanted to let listeners know, gold went up again today. Ted is saying this is probably the last day you'll be able to get the price from 2 weeks ago. Throughout the weekend and the next week, if it continues to rise, he will not be able to give you back when it was 920, now up at 945, 950, back and forth all day. Fifth ounce francs, $205 an ounce. Fifth ounce francs, $205 an ounce, fifth of an ounce. British sovereigns, quarter ounce, $257. They've still got some rolls of silver dollars they got in. Ask about that price. It's really good. They've got this in single coin price. I don't have a calculator, but I know it's a good price. 1-800-686-2237. Now, the price has already gone up, unless you tell them it's an Alex Jones, Ted Anderson special. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers are waiting there right now to take your orders. If you give them a call or to answer your questions, tell them it's the Alex Jones special, the fifth ounce European francs, the quarter ounce British sovereigns. Very good deal. 1-800-686-2237. The number again, 800-686-2237. Fourth hour of Overdrive. Straight ahead, commercial free. Go to InfoWars.com to listen. We're going to start video streaming from the new film now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved